I'd like to call Congress back to order, took a recess to establish our congressional committees. Congressman Walker?
Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Gary Byrd on today's agenda, on today's agenda for confirmation to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board.
Can we hold on a minute, you withdraw a minute, so I can make a motion to approve the minutes?
Withdraw.
Congresswoman Edwards?
We have a motion to approve the 2017 and 18 committees as elected by the committees and the Congress.
Second.
By the Congress and the committees and their officers. That was okay, let me start over. Move to approve the congressional committees for 2017, 2018, and to approve the officers elected by those committees.
Second.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded, discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the committees have been approved by the Congress. Congressman Walker?
Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Gary Byrd on today's agenda for confirmation to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board.
There's a motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay, roll call please.
No discussion, no discussion, is there?
Congressman Zuberl?
The motion is to place Gary Byrd on the agenda for today.
I was kind of hurting what she had.
There's no discussion.
No discussion, it's a rule suspension. He is asked to place Gary Byrd on the agenda today, and then we would have to vote on the actual, another movement to confirm and vote on that as well. So this vote is to be placed on the agenda for today, right now.
Yes. But I'm not changing.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, the motion passes, and Mr. Byrd is on the agenda. Congressman Walker?
Move to confirm Gary Byrd of the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any discussion? Congressman Edwards?
Was this individual heard in committee? Do we have a qualification status out of the committee?
No.
No.
Congressman Walker?
He's been vetted before. I think this would be, if not the second, the third time. And we do have his questionnaire. It has been submitted. The motion I made was a rule suspension to place him on the agenda. And that would supersede the process of sending him out of committee with the committee report. And I emphasize, he's already been vetted by the committee in the past.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Bethlehem?
I understand that. I understand that. But if we're going to go this route, there's no point in sending anyone to the committee that's already been vetted. It's a waste of time. I mean, if we're just going to skip the committee process and move step through the floor and amend agendas and suspend rules for one person, then I'm not going to understand next year when we come into session, if any appointees come, why we would send them to committee if they're already on a committee or if they're serving already. I mean, this is, I'm not happy about this process. Number one, because our clerk told us that that form went before session, and we got it this morning. That's no respect for this process and this body. And I'm not happy about that. And so maybe no one else feels that way, but that's how I feel. Our clerk took the time to send the form to the individual, and we receive it the last day of session in the morning. And we're going to suspend our rules and modify our agenda and skip the process of committee. Everyone else had to go through committee. Every other appointee that we had, that were all, by the way, vetted except for one individual, went through the committee process. It's disrespectful to our own rules, in my opinion.
Congressman Edwards.
Well, I see an answer on that questionnaire that calls into question whether that person is qualified to sit on a committee. There's a reason for that question. And that hasn't even been discussed, nor can it be discussed, because the answer is not clear from him. I mean, the question's broad, but he answered it. And now I don't have an opportunity to ask about it. So, and it's an important question. I mean, it's there for a reason. I just don't know why you would not show more interest in being on this committee and why you wouldn't respect our process.
Any more discussion? Congressman Walker.
I did all I could not to respond to that. That's this process. I sat through this process that you're referencing, and all of the reappointments that I was a part of, we didn't spend more than 60 seconds on one of them. It was motions by two and three individuals, depending on what board or commission they were on, and it was done two and three at a time if they were reappointments. This man has probably spent dozens of hours in committee and reading other things over the last few years, and I don't know how much time he sits in front of a computer, but it's probably not a whole lot, and I don't know if he got it by snail mail or by email or whatever, but he did get it in here today. And as far as the other stuff, we can talk about that all they want, but I do respect the process just as much as anyone else. You utilize suspending rules and modifying agenda as much as anyone, and I've never heard anyone out in the open say that you don't respect the process. I take offense to that, Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm talking about you. That's probably
and I was talking about myself too. To say that I don't respect our processes.
Point of order. Keep this to this should be a discussion of the confirmation. So I'm going to move on. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well,
Buffalo Hood.
I agree that he's been a part of this board and has spent numerous hours. I don't question his. I don't question the fact that he's a good appointment for this board, because I've been in meetings and he has been there and I've had interaction with him. But I'm going to vote yes, but I'm not going to be spending. I think that we should change our rules then next fall when we start getting appointees that are already on boards and commissions. If this is the route we're going to go, there's no point in sending any of those people to committee next fall.
Call for the question.
There's been a call for the question. We will now vote on whether or not to vote or to continue discussion. All those in favor.
Wait, is there discussion on the call for the question?
No.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we will now vote on the confirmation. We'll now vote on the confirmation. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No, I'm not voting for someone who's been convicted.
Congresswoman Edwards, you're out of order.
Hamilton.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, Gary Bird has been confirmed.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Utility Authority. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. We have now adjourned the 2017 Humpa session.
Would you?